You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers, Saido Berahino to score and West Brom to win is 3-1. Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win is 8-1. If ever, Lee, there was an anti-football matchup, it's this one, isn't it? Pulis against Allardyce. This could be 0-0, this one.
I mean, look, So it shows the predicament that Sunderland are in, that they're all cock-a-hoop about the fact that Sam Allardyce is coming. But, you know, he'll keep them up, won't he? He'll do what he always does and he'll keep them up, and it'll be a pragmatic way of playing and he'll get the job done. Fair enough. Absolutely fair enough. You know, you say about West Brom, you know, Pulis said problem. I mean, it's like they know exactly what they are away from home, but he can't quite figure out what they are at home. You know, they've conceded 3 against City. Look, no shame in that. Conceded 3 against Chelsea, again, a very good attacking team. And they conceded 3 against Everton. In between there was that 0-0 draw against Southampton, which was a bit more Pulis-like. But it's like he's trying to open up a bit more against these teams and not really getting away with it. 9 goals conceded in 4 games isn't Pulis-like at all. Look, you imagine that Sunderland will go here and it'll be defence first. So you would be tempted to think it'll be a low scorer, but I'm not so sure. I think he will have a bit of a go. You don't change that overnight, do you? So I think they'll go out and try and score goals against Sunderland, and you know they need to win this game against Sunderland. Let's not forget. You know, look at the league table at the moment. You know, Sunderland their second bottom, West Brom. You know, the 5 points better off, but they're only in 17th. You know, so he needs to get points here. And, you know, I think this is a relegation 6-pointer already, I would say. I'm going to play goals, though. The under 2.5 is 4-7. The over 2.5, 13-10. Given what we've seen, I don't think Allardyce will get them sorted out in one, you know, having been with them for a few days in an international break. I think West Brom will have a go. So over 2.5 for me. I think it's a nice price, that one.
If you do fancy Sunderland to stay up on the back of Sam Allardyce's tenure as manager, 11-4 here with the William Hill, Sunderland to survive, and that's the outside of the lot. 11-4 Sunderland.
I think that's quite a big price given his record and given how much of the season we've got left.
Okay, Derek, do you see goals in this game?
You are kidding, aren't you?
I was thinking that when Lee was talking about it.
It's the only Premier League match in history where a ball is optional. I mean, it's just... who would pay good money? Who would pay bad money to watch this? You know exactly what we're going to get. Almost certainly a 0-0. In fact, I don't even think there'll be that many goals in it. I mean, Big Sam's main talent is keeping up, but he would have to defy gravity to keep Sunderland up, because he's inherited a shocking squad. I mean, you know, this is the side that's making Jermaine Defoe look, you know, like he's never played football. I mean, the first big task for Allardyce is to get a reaction from Defoe. The first big task for Sunderland players is to get a pass from him. I've never known a greedier sod than him. He's absolutely so awful. I just can't have it. I couldn't back either side to win this, because I don't think there'll be a chance in the game. I've never been more confident that a match will finish 0-0. So yeah. Why go for anything else?
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.